In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today in religion class, I told some of you that sin is like a big and huge and ugly alligator who opens his jaws and tries to eat you alive. And that's why your parents, your teachers, and your priests give you some rules to follow, that you would stay far away from sin and live a life which is according to God's rules. And today's saint, who is Saint Andrew Corsini, he started his life in kind of a bad circumstances when he was born in 14th century Italy. And when his mother was expecting him to be born, she had a dream that she would give birth to a wolf which ran into a church and was changed into a lamb. And when Saint Andrew was born, the prophecy truly came true, because he started his life, even though he had devout parents, in living with bad company. She had some friends which induced him to do bad things, and living an impure life and showing greedy and also other bad habits which young people mightn't have. But when his mother finally had a good word with him and tell him about this dream she had, that she dreamt she gave birth to a wolf, he, that is Saint Andrew, really had a deep thought in heart and really examined his conscience. Was his life truly according to the standards of a God? So these rebukes from his mother made a deep impression to Saint Andrew. He was overwhelmed with shame, and the very next day went to the church of certain Carmelite friars, and there in front of the Blessed Sacrament prayed more fervently than he had ever done before. He had a true conversion, remorse of his sin, and he decided that now I will do as my mother dreamt of. I was formerly a wolf living in sin, but from now on I will be like Lamb of God, always following his rules and showing careness and obedience to my parents. And Saint Andrew truly had a conversion and change of heart, and he was later, when he grew up, ordained a priest and retired to a convent, of which he was soon made prior, that is, the superior of the convent. And because he had formerly lived a quite bad life, he had a special place in his heart for the conversion of sinners who had lived a life as he had before. He truly worked miracles in softening the hearts of even very bad sinners. One sinner he dealt with was his own cousin named John, who was a confirmed gambler and lived also very, very bad life in his time. But he softened his cousin's hardened heart and made him also be repentant of his sins and convert to God. Finally, his reputation as a softener of heart spread so wide that when a bishop in a nearby Italian town died, the chapter, that is the local clergy of the city, unanimously chose Andrew Corsini to become their new bishop. He first didn't want to take this high office, and like many saints before him, he hid himself from the eyes of the people, but then his hiding place was revealed by a small child, and now when everyone knew where he was, he was finally had to be persuaded to accepting becoming a bishop and a true pastor of now to a very large flock of people. But even after he was made the high dignitary of the church, he still remembered his past and dissolute life as a young person, and always did heavy penance during his life, and his most dear hobby was to read holy scriptures, which he called recreation from his labors. He loved the Word of God, and now, as a new life, as an lamb, innocent lamb of God, he wanted to study the scriptures to find out the will of God in the most perfect manner. Dear children, we saw very concretely in his life, that is St. Andrew Corsini's life, how it is really dangerous to overlook the rulings and guidance of your parents, your teachers, and your priests in your life. All these people who want your best, they know the dangers, they know the sins of this life much, much better than you do. You are not yet aware of all the bad things in the world, but your parents, your teachers, and your priests, they know much about these dangers, and when they give you rulings and guidings and orders, you must always show loving obedience and charitable submissions to these rules, even though they might be irritating or hard to go through occasionally. Because your parents, your teachers, and your priests, they are really the representatives of your Heavenly Father in heaven. And like your Heavenly Father, God Almighty, wants nothing but best for you, also your superiors want nothing but best to you, and that's why they sometimes or oftentimes also give you rules to be followed, which you must follow if you want to receive the very best in your life. And even though it's a long journey in your life, there really are easy ways or easy principles to follow. First of all, of course, obedience to your superiors, but also, secondly, have a great devotion to Holy Mary and all the saints of the Church. Like I told you yesterday, study their lives, develop admiration to the lives of the saints. You learn many wonderful stories, like today's saint about Saint Andrew, his mother, and the dream where he was changed from wolf to a lamb. The church history and lives of the saints are filled with these wonderful stories, meant to be your guidance and as a warning as well. And finally, in the everyday of your life, remember to put your full trust and love to the mercy of God. Even if you should fall, or even if it should happen that you make some misguidings in your life, or even sins, remember that the true saint of God always keeps in mind the mercifulness and forgiveness of God, which he shows to all the people who humbly ask pardon from their sins. After all, our Lord himself showed nothing but mercy and forgiveness to the even to the cruel people who put him to death. So much more mercy and forgiveness is reserved to those his little children who promise to keep his ways, to follow his commandments, and to remember to ask pardon from their sins. these little children of God are truly God's saints, and they are like sweet and innocent lambs who finally, at the end of all days, will be called home to God, their Father, their all-time protector, and the one who wants nothing but good and eternal life for his own little lambs. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.